pulsating musical releases for Vinci Mass 2024 can be heard at every turn across the country, and the melodies have caused a craze among the public. Marketing and Development Officer at the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Eswat Roberts is commending the local soca bands for their great releases this season, as he highlighted that every year there continues to be an emergence of bright new talent. He says, great music always ensures a great Vinci Mass festival.
The Vinci artists, I'm telling you, we are seeing every year the emergence of new talent in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and this year is no different. In fact, I want to give kudos and commendations to all the producers and the artists who have come up with these songs. I mean, we have had a number of songs out here, Raga Soca and Soca, alike, doing quite well, and I personally am extremely proud with what I've heard from our Vinci artists thus far in the season. I know a number of them who have songs out already still have another one or two songs to be released, and there are artists who have not released any songs as yet, still have songs to, so we still have more songs to come. But so far, I'm quite pleased and quite happy with the music we've had, and whenever we have great music, we also have great Vinci Mass, because the music is the driving force for the festival.
Roberts says the Calypso Tent season has already kicked off, and they expect to see continued great support for Calypsonians.
The Calypso Tent season has begun, and we know last year a number of persons attended the Calypso Tent. They were well supported, I must say, and I have no doubt in my mind that this year is going to be the same in terms of the patrons' attendance to these events. So we're looking forward to having a bumper season for Calypso, and the intention is to have this whole vibe, this whole energy, taken from the tent to the semi-finals and from the semi-finals to the finals in terms of the following of the people following the Calypso through the entire journey.
Roberts also notes the addition of an extempo competition to all Calypso tent shows this year, for which the grand finale will be held during the National Calypso Competition semi-finals, also known as Fantastic Friday.
What we're adding this year is an element of extempo. Over the years, some of the Calypso tents that had extempo as part of their agenda, on and off, you know, at times, sometimes for an entire season, there's no extempo. But this year, we have had the idea that we should try to reinvigorate extempo, put back extempo into the Calypso tents, and we'll also have, on Fantastic Friday, we'll be having more or less the finals of the extempo competition. So each tent will have extempo, then we will pick individuals from each tent to participate as guest artists doing extempo on Fantastic Friday, Calypso semifinals night. So we're looking forward to that added competition within the fraternity where persons can focus on extempo. And we know that this element is quite entertaining to the patrons, so we're looking to have something extra for the patrons in the Calypso tents and for the entire Calypso season.
Marketing and Development Officer at the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Eswat Roberts. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Carnival Update. It's for the love of God.